Blog Talk Radio.
Back here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on blogtalkradio.com, also BGE out of Atlanta, Georgia. And Frank Granite joins us today. He's the founder of CAOOY, which is a coalition against overmedicating our youth. It's a world advocate for children. He's the author of Overmedicating Our Youth, and CAOOY.org is his official website. Frank, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Jim. It's great to be with you and all of your listeners across the country.
Now, CAOOY, explain to our first-time listeners here on BGE just what exactly the CAOOY is exactly.
Well, Jim, it's a coalition against over-medicating our youth, and it's not that we're against medication. We're for prudent use of medication in children. We're a nonprofit group, and we're gaining support across the country from healthcare providers, from people in education, as well as parenting groups. And what we're after is to let and educate our public to understand that there's causative risk factors that are actually causing behavioral challenges in our youth. And when you find out and go after these, you know, risk factors, there are many cases drugs are not even required or even needed.
We've got Frank Granite joining us today, CAOOY.org, the Coalition Against Overmedicating Our Youth, and he's the author of Overmedicating Our Youth. Let's talk a little bit about this book here in our first 10 minutes. Overmedicating Our Youth, why did you write such a great book?
Well, you know what, Jim, it's basically in response to my son's very best friend in high school who fell to suicide, and this was due to significant amounts of overmedicating with antidepressants and atypical antipsychotic medications, which are very powerful drugs. And what had happened was at age 19, he went on a downward spiral. And it turns out, back in his youth, when I talked to his parents after he passed, he had a close head injury at age 12, and it was basically not care of throughout the years. And when the physicians got involved in his case at age 19, rather than going after the causative or possible causation to his problems, they just massively medicated him and put him in a downward spiral. So this is November of 2011, and I don't know if you recall, December of 2011 is when the biggest drug audit in American history on our child foster care system came about, and my passion was to help the parents of, you know, my son's best friend, Jeremiah, by basically helping those parents across the country that are going through these, basic struggles with children with behavioral problems.
Frank Granite joins us. Overmedicating Our Youth is the topic this week here on BGE. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And let's talk about, continue talking about overmedicating our youth. What's been some of the feedback people have given you on this great book?
Well, it's great positive feedback, Jim, because you know, many parents, they're not understanding the facts that for the last 40 years, you know, many of our educators, many of our parents across the country are under the assumption that, you know, if my child has a behavioral problem, whether it's attention deficit, focus, anxiety issues, they typically go to their doctor. And basically what's been going on the last 40 years is this assessment of behavior only, and that's the flaw in our medical system. And what's going on now with our movement is, in many prestigious universities and physicians across the country realize now that we have to go after bioassessments or these risk factors that actually can rule out the causation of these behavioral symptoms. And when you do that, things become much clearer. The child can bounce back quicker because once we start that drug therapy, basically what we've been doing the last 40 years, Jim, is band-aiding a behavioral health crisis, and that's got to stop.
We've got Frank Granite joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and he is the author of Overmedicating Our Youth. His website is caooy.org. The biggest drug audit in American history of the child foster care system involving ADHD, stimulant, and psychiatric drugs in children was reported by the GAO in December of 2011. We talked a little bit about that earlier. Break that down for our listeners. Let them know exactly what this is for folks who didn't know what this was.
Yeah, the long and short of it is, Jim, back in 2008, Senator Tom Carper from Delaware requested this audit be conducted by the Government Accountability Office, which is the GAO, and they are the investigative arm for our United States Congress, and Senator Carper was the chairman of the Government Affairs Committee. And once they launched this audit, Jim, this is a two-year audit from 2008 through 2010. And I'll give you the scope and the magnitude of this drug audit. They audited over 100,000 patient records. And currently, there's over 420,000 children in our child foster care system in the United States. So basically, they went through a quarter of all the, you know, children in our foster care system. It was a five-state geographic audit. Just five states were involved. And what they came up with, the results were just mind-boggling and alarming and frightening because of the fact many of these children, Jim, were on four and five different types of psychoactive medication. We're talking about not only ADHD drugs, but we're talking these powerful atypical psychotic medications, antidepressants, anti-anxieties. So when this audit came out, the actual results came out in December 2011, not too long ago, just two short years ago. And since then, there's been an outcry. Many of our psychiatrists, prominent psychiatrists across the country, recognize that we have to go after causation. I talk about causative assessments you can do for your children right now in the book, as well as our DVD that just came out last week. It's an educational DVD that you can get our, through our website as well. And it gives a step-by-step action plan to get your kids back on track.
It is Frank Granite. He joins us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy here out of Atlanta, Georgia, and blogtalkradio.com. Academic doping on college campuses. The National Institute of Health states over 30% of college students consume ADHD stimulants, Class II controlled substance, narcotics illegally. Andrel is the most diverted DEA-controlled substance on college campuses in America. Explain this to our listeners.
Yeah, what has happened, Jim, in response to this growing need, if you will, for students and even parents in some cases to have their children, you know, more academically and, you know, above the norm, if you will, they're going to these type, you know, class two narcotics, which Adderall is the most common and abused drug on the college campuses across our country. And academic doping, what that refers to, Jim, is the fact that kids aren't aware that these are powerful stimulants, okay? And what they do is they use them for exams, crunch time, if you will, to get through stressful periods during their collegiate careers. But that's a double-edged sword because once you start on that path, the drug can be very addictive. And what's happened over the last few years now, there's essentially a black market. Like the National Institute of Health reported that over 30%, and that number is even growing as we're speaking today, where on our college campuses, well over 30% are obtaining Adderall, and that's the most popular stimulant on an illegal basis without any prescription from a physician. So to curtail this, many of our senators in Washington are already mobilizing, trying to get legislation passed where it would make that student a more difficult task, if you will, to go to their university health centers to acquire and obtain a prescription for these types of compounds. They would actually have to go through psychotherapy once a month. And what had happened in University of California at Fresno, they've already passed a program throughout their university, and it's pretty effective because they're already curtailing the consumption of these stimulants because they make them go through these types of programs every month. And a lot of kids, when they got interviewed regarding this policy, said they just don't want to go through the red tape. So it's drastically reduced the, you know, the obtaining of these types of compounds. And I think in Washington, D.C., it's a matter of time where we get some legislation passed to, you know, basically curtail the abusive use of the drug.
It is a great guest today. It is Frank Granite. You can get more information at caooy.org. He's the author of Overmedicating Our Youth. And let's continue talking here with Frank. U.S. senators banning to make Adderall on college campuses more difficult to acquire. This is a big, big political story. Tell me about this.
Well, Chuck Schumer, one of the senators in New York, is pretty much spearheading that initiative right now. And, you know, he came out beginning of the year as far as mandating these types of, you know, increased restrictions, if you will, to acquire the drug. Like I say, you know, a lot of universities recognize the problem because, you know, Jim, a lot of your listeners aren't aware, suicide is now the second leading cause of death on our university campuses across the country. It's a staggering number, and it has not just to do with the stimulant the ADHD type of medication. There's a combination. A child is in a behavioral challenge, if you will, and they start seeking drug therapy without, you know, seeing a physician, without getting comprehensive assessments. Then we get down into this behavioral health crisis in America that we're facing right now. We got, you know, 12 million children and young adults consuming some form of stimulants, powerful stimulants, as well as, you know, psychoactive medication. So what we need to do is focus, and I think our policymakers in Washington, D.C. recognize the alarm. They recognize that, you know, they have to step in and do their part to make, you know, especially our college and collegiate students out there realize the dangers of just medicating and abusing these types of compounds.
It is Frank Granite with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. caooy.org is the website. Now, why is it important that these U.S. senators are banning Adderall or attempting?
Well, I think, you know, the way it's come across now, and it's still in the informational stages of the, you know, acquiring data, information, et cetera, before they go into the policy-making mode, you know, it's significant because, you know, they realize there's a danger in the drug. They realize that that abusive component of those types of drugs, like Adderall and Ritalin, et cetera, exists. So what they need to do and what they are doing as we speak is pulling that data and trying to make a comprehensive policy, if you will, you know, basically for the educators out there. And this isn't just with a on the collegiate level, Jim. This is also in our high schools, and this is fueling the need for a new policy, if you will, because it's starting in our late middle school and our high schools with these compounds. And, you know, what the kids don't realize in high school, Jim, is we got, you know, these powerful stimulants. We got alcohol. We got marijuana. We got other drugs that come into the mix. And to be quite honest, parents and the students are not aware of the, you know, the health hazards, if you will. And then what happens, and that's why we produced our first educational DVD on addiction. It deals with ADHD, but it also deals with the addictive that these students can fall into once they start experimenting at a young age. And we're seeing this in the middle school, Jim. I mean, this isn't just later on in young adulthood. This is starting early on in their developmental years, and that's why policy needs to come, and it's got to come quick.
We've got Frank Granite joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And Frank Granite is the founder of CAOOY, the Coalition Against Overmedicating Our Youth. It's a world advocate for children. He can be reached at caooy.org. He's also the author of Overmedicating Our Youth. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death in the U.S. college student population. This is a staggering stat.
Well, it's an alarming stat, and it's basically affecting our next generation, Jim. I mean, we have to, and I think that's why I strongly believe now that many of our senators in Washington believe they need to step in and kind of head off this behavioral health crisis that I discuss in the book and the DVD. When we look at this stat, when you're talking about an age group, young collegiate students in our country, we need to go back. We need to go back further and find out, okay, where is the source? Why is this happening? And I discuss this in detail, through our lectures across the country as well as the book and DVD, where it's starting, Jim, in our 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. I mean, Johns Hopkins just came out with a study 3 months ago stating that powerful ADHD stimulants that are being placed on our 3- and 4-year-old preschoolers, 6 years later, the 6-year study, these children are now 10 years of age, 9 and 10-year-olds, their behavioral condition, Jim, is no better, and actually 90% were worse off in their condition. So what we've done is band-aid a behavioral problem. And what I discuss is all these assessments. We talked last time on your show that, and it's in detail in the DVD in the book, where parents can get their kids back on track. They just have to have patience and time. And many times when you do that, things go in the right direction. And I think our educators across the country recognize that this has to be done because, suicide in our high schools, Jim, is as much of an epidemic as in the collegiate ranks as well.
It is Frank Granite with us today. Now, the situation with the suicide rate. What is being done about this, and why is it that more people aren't talking about this?
Well, I think they are now, Jim. I honestly believe it's not in the mainstream media, but a lot of our internet outlets out there and nationally syndicated radio people understand and get what's going on. There's been a few programs here and there about the suicide rates in our country, but I really believe that as time goes on in the immediate future, I think the more people that get involved and start waking up and what's going on around us, as far as medicating children first before going after the cause of the risk factors, I think that'll basically change course much sooner than later. And I'll tell you what, everybody's a part of this. I mean, we're talking about drug wholesalers across our country. We're talking about, our retail drug chains, our giant drug chain pharmacies that are out there, our community pharmacies. We're all, part of this and part of the solution, if you will. And I think if we can get people banded together in radio, in media, and all the healthcare professionals, educators, policymakers to understand the magnitude of this problem, we can avoid losing a generation of kids because that's where we're headed. These numbers do not lie. These numbers are staggering and alarming for our next generation.
We've got Frank Granite joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on Blog Talk Radio, also BGE out of Atlanta. We were talking there about suicide. The CVS Pharmacy, the largest retail drugstore operator with over 7,400 stores, loses DEA-controlled substance license in two of their stores in Sanford, Florida, for selling over 3 million units of oxycodone in 2011, which is 20 times the national average. Teenage/young adult addictions to Adderall, oxycodone, hydrocodone, heroin, now at epidemic levels. This is an amazing stat. Fill us in on this. What does this exactly mean?
Well, it's a landmark decision by the DEA and the judge, the federal judge in Florida, where back in 2011, during that time period, two of the largest stores in Florida that were selling, this quantity of powerful opiates, and opiate addiction in our country is just growing by leaps and bounds. The rates are just going through the roof, Jim, right now. And what had happened was, this is a landmark decision by the judge down there. Actually, they lost their DEA license for to dispense controlled substances in 2012. And that's why I say, where, you know, the big chains need to get involved and be part of the solution. And I strongly believe, as time goes on here, and they recognize that we have to put kids first, and, you know, these powerful drugs, if you will. And we're not talking about small quantities, Jim. These are large, large quantities that were dispensed down there. And it, the reason why, you know, we bring it up is the fact that it was the first time in American history a large, one of the largest drugstore chain operators had their controlled substance license pulled in two of their pharmacies. So they are making amends to get things back on track, as far as recognizing, you know, physicians that are prescribing extraordinary amounts of these types of opiate drugs. Because the opiates, Jim, come down the line from, you know, children when they're young and they're immediately put on powerful stimulants. Then they get on, you know, these anti-anxiety drugs, because the FDA has warned, if we put young children on a very potent ADHD stimulant at a very early age, what that does, it's not to state that they're going to have addictive behaviors down the road. What it means is, and what they're warning, is the fact that the risk factor for that type of behavior goes way up. And so our parents, educators, our chain pharmacies, if you will, need to get on the same page and go after policy that helps protect children. And CVS is starting to make amends for their mistake, for looking, you know, not having the correct protocols in place to prevent a pharmacist from, you know, it, as a pharmacist, if I were to dispense 500 oxycodone, powerful opiate drug, to a patient, Jim, I it's unconscionable to me to even begin to think of how I could even do that. And so what we need to do is get these protocols, the dispensing protocols, and that policy changed. And the DEA is doing a great job down in Miami. I came out of the Miami office, and I commend them for protecting children across the country.
Frank Granite joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Joy. And, of course, Frank Granite's website is www.caoy.org. It's the Coalition Against Over-Medicating Our Youth. It's a world advocate for children. His website, as we mentioned, is caoy.org. He's also the author of Over-Medicating Our Youth. You can pick that up on Amazon, and also overmedicatingouryouth.com. He is the founder of CAOOY. Frank, over 12 million children consume ADHD stimulants, all these different medications in the U.S. This consumption represents three times the world's children combined. That is an earth-shattering statistic.
Yeah, and what that tells us and tells our educators, our parents, and our healthcare professionals is that we need to change course. And it's the 12 million children and young adults. And these are forms, ADHD stimulants, as well as the psychoactive drugs. So in combination, you know, we have over 12 million children and young adults. Now, even when you start putting in the adult population, that number just gets magnified even more. But we're, you know, our coalition is, we're looking at our young children, our preschoolers, all the way up to a collegiate age, where, you know, this number of 12 million plus and growing every day, we have to have intervention now. It is coming. I think a lot of people, you know, in the key places like the senators in Washington, D.C., recognizing these powerful stimulants should not be used recreationally. They need to have more restrictions. You know, and I commend the DEA for getting involved down in Florida, and their work is nowhere near done. That opiate addiction problem is just mushroomed across the country in the last 5 years, Jim. We actually have students, middle school and our high school age students. What happens is the very first drug, and this is in all the data relative to teenagers, what was their first drug, if you will, that got them high? And you know, more times than not, it's these opiates. And once they get hooked on an opiate, Jim, what happens is the oxycodone, which is the most potent form, becomes very expensive. So these teenagers, once they try that, heroin is becoming now the next major epidemic on the opiate addiction. Across our country now, heroin addiction in our young kids, we're talking late teens and our adulthood, is skyrocketing as well. But it becomes stemming from this addictive behavior early on. And so that's where the policies have to come in, where our parents and educators need to understand that, you know, when we talk about behavioral challenges at a young age, there's causes for it. Our coalition, our website is a wealth of information. You can contact me anytime with a question. And when you go through our website to order the DVD and book, you know, that gives you more knowledge. And we have an action plan, a one-sheet action plan that we send along with those products. So it gets you acclimated of what you have to do right now to help your kids get back on track.
Frank Granite joins us today. The three risk factor assessments your family needs to know about now to prevent premature drug therapy for childhood behavioral challenges, including opiate addiction. We're speaking with Frank Granite today, Overmedicating Our Youth. He's the author of that great book. His website is caooy.org. Talk to us about the three risk factor assessments.
Well, we break it down to them for parents and educators to understand very easily, and as well as students, because a lot of our teenagers, and if they're battling a behavioral challenge, anxiety, focused attention, stress, depression, etc., when they look at our DVD and they view that and they look at our book, what we do, make it simple. There's three classifications. There's nutritional, there's environmental, what's going on in the home, what's going on at school environmentally, but the last one is very critical, and it's the physiological risk factors. And we get in depth in the book and the action plan and what you need to do to start. That's that checklist, that, Jim, that has not been done during the last 40 years with respect to bioassessments. And that's where these physiological and nutritional assessments come into play, where 40 years now running here, we've only been basically going after behavioral causation. And what that does, it puts the child right on drug therapy right away. And that's what's changing now. So when you go after these causative risk factors, these, you know, the nutritional, environmental, and physiological assessments, what we have is a good foundation to get kids back on track. For example, the physiological, many parents and educators aren't aware that our brain and our gut communicate every day. Our neurotransmitters that actually help a child with emotional thought processes, with function, with as far as focused attention, acuity, executive function, if you will, those neurotransmitter precursors are actually produced in the stomach and the small intestine. So can you imagine if a child is not eliminating toxins from the body and he's accumulating these toxins, neurotransmitter production goes way down. It's one of the causative risk factors. And I'll tell you what, Jim, there's a lot of parents, once they get their kids on a whole foods diet, no sugar, more complex carbs versus pure sugar, it plays into the factor of getting kids back on the right track and changing things around on the right course.
We've got Frank Granite joining us today. Frank Granite is available over at caooy.org. His book, Overmedicating Our Youth, is available now by going to www.overmedicatingouryouth.com. CAOOY is the Coalition Against Overmedicating Our Youth. Frank Granite's been our guest this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, thank you, Jim, for having me on, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Frank Granite, and we've got more next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Check us out each and every week at Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio and BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA.